If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of our radio show. And this, a little different hour. There's something a little different here. NFL coaches do the darndest things. So Mike Tomlin, longtime coach of the Steelers, recently bragged about not going grocery shopping for the last 10 years. He says he's never been to a grocery store in the last decade. Do we believe him? And if he is telling the truth, is that even healthy? We break it down as only we can right now in hour number three. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be. That cannot be true. There's no way that's true. Or is it? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we ruminate about coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the cosmos, hanging out on a very small little blue marble spinning around the Milky Way galaxy, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you alongside. So we're going to do something a little different this hour, but there's a story that a listener of ours in Pennsylvania sent me and wanted my thoughts on it. I thought, you know what? This is such an unusual story, and it's right in my wheelhouse. I think we should dedicate a Maller monologue on this, and so I'm going to do it right now, so bear with me. Our lead does come from the NFL. It is a story plausibly about the Pittsburgh Steelers and their training camp. The Steelers, who won their first 11 games last season, were the toast of the NFL until they did a face plant at the end of the season. Got embarrassed, had their pants pulled down by the Brownies. So the Steelers are beginning preparations, like everyone else, for the 2021 season. Mike Tomlin saying something recently that caught our attention. I'd like to thank a listener for sending this along. But if you didn't hear it, and maybe not, the longtime Pittsburgh coach tossed out a doozy of a tale. Mike Tomlin said that he has been socially distancing since way before it was cool, way before it was hip to socially distance. Here's what Tomlin told Sports Illustrated's Bert Breer recently. Quote, "I live in a bubble." Anyway, he said, to be honest with you, talking about the way things are today. Then he gave what we call the money quote. What is the money quote? I'll give it to you. This is from Mike Tomlin, NFL head coach for many, many years now. He said, quote, I haven't been to the grocery store in 10 years. Close quote. All right, let's pause right there. All right, let's discuss. The question is this. Mike Tomlin saying he has not been grocery shopping in a decade. Believe it or don't believe it. So I am agnostic on this. I do not believe Mike Tomlin. I don't. And I've done a minutes-long Mahler investigation on this. Now, my view is you've got poetic license, big board, and almanac. And we'll connect all of these things together. Now, first of all right, Mike Tomlin, great soundbite. I fired Mike Tomlin roughly seven times over the years, but Tomlin's a great soundbite. And this, though, is a bridge too far. Right? Even the biggest curmudgeon of them all, Bill Belichick, in the Commonwealth, has been spotted out grocery shopping over the years. So if Belichick's going out and grocery shopping, I believe all these guys are grocery shopping. Now, that doesn't mean Tomlin doesn't have tunnel vision on X's and O's, and he's all about that action, boss, with football and coaching football and all that. But you still got to be a human being. Our BS detector, which you get when you walk into the radio station, started flashing. Red light, red light, red light. This is a humdinger of a tale. Now, the smart money says that Mike Tomlin here on this one, he is using what we call poetic license, right? Poetic license, exaggeration, embellishing, being facetious. And even if you hadn't been to a grocery store to go shopping for a decade, most people would not admit it. Now, coaches are a different breed. NFL coaches, in that fraternity of coaches, this is a strut. This is a flex, right? This is a badge of honor. It's like, oh, I'm more into coaching than you. I haven't gone to the grocery store in 10 years. That's how I'm a better coach than you. Every minute you spend at the grocery store, you're not coming up with a way to beat the 4-3 defense. Bad job by you. All right. Secondly, now, if you are living in modern American society, functioning member of modern American society, or any Western world country, it is impossible to avoid the supermarket for a decade. Now, what is my evidence? All right, what is my evidence? Now, Fox Sports Radio's global headquarters are in Los Angeles. They're in the San Fernando Valley in Sherman Oaks, right? Sherman Oaks neighborhood of L.A. And there's a lot of very wealthy people. A lot of the Hollywood elites live in the hills around Sherman Oaks, and not far away is Bel Air. And we're talking about the top 1%ers in entertainment who have houses up there. Movie stars, athletes, the whole thing. And if you come to the Fox Sports Radio studios, which you're not invited to right now because of COVID, but if you come down to the studios and you walk up the street, there is a gas station. Well, first of all, there's the Crazy Chicken. There's a liquor store. I think there's a dry cleaners, which is still there. And then there's a gas station. Behind the gas station is a Whole Foods grocery store right around the corner there. And my old radio partner, I forget his name, but he used to shop there regularly. Now, why am I bringing this up? Not because he liked or even needed groceries most of the time. When you work in radio, you're what are you going to do? You're not eating typically while you're working. But he would go there because that's where the stars would go to shop. And the guy, again, I forget his name. He gave really bad real estate advice, but he would go there just to see who was shopping at random times there. And he'd run into these random Hollywood stars that, these people are sheltered. They're insulated celebrities who have security around them, and they're out shopping for tomatoes and bell peppers at the local grocery store. So I find it hard to imagine that Mike Tomlin hasn't. I'm not saying he goes there every day, but occasionally he goes out shopping. That's my minutes-long investigation. Now, meanwhile, the Steelers coaches, they continue to have the head coach, Supreme Court justice-level job security. And you think about Bill Cowher has been over on CBS for a million years, but if Cowher hadn't quit as coach in Pittsburgh, he'd still be coaching the Steelers. He'd still be the coach. Right? It's mind-blowing. So, but take three steps back. As far as the Steelers are concerned, Pittsburgh, I don't consider them a team with high expectations in 2021. Is that a good take or a bad take? I don't put them. If you were to categorize who is expected to be among the top teams and who is not, I don't have Pittsburgh on the list of it teams. even though they won their first 11 games and they have the pretty solid defense, a few changes here and there coming back. But if you look at the AFC hierarchy, and we'll pull out here Big Ben's big board, and it's a combo dish. And the popular people, the popular picks by the popular people, they have the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, some even saying the Colts are on that list, the Titans, and the Browns. That's the cool kids in the AFC, right? Chiefs, Bills, Titans, Ravens, Colts, Browns, some combination of those teams. And you know, obviously Buffalo is one of the teams getting a lot of love in the preseason, but they're on that list with the Chiefs and the Ravens, the Colts, the Titans, and the Browns at the very top. The Steelers are on that next wave. They're in that category with the Chargers, who people think are going to be a much better team this year. The Dolphins, who looked like a playoff team at times last year and then fell off the grid. And the Patriots, who are in that area where it could go either way. If Cam Newton has a come-to-Jesus moment and starts playing good again, then they're made team. All of those clubs are quasi-contenders. You think of wild card teams. I think wild card. And the Steelers are in a division with the Browns and the Ravens, so you're in a tough spot just in the division. Now, the other thing about Tomlin, the Steeler fan will be critical and point out that there's two different Mike Tomlins. That there's the Mike Tomlin that the beginning of his career, his first seven playoff games, he was 5-2 with a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl loss in his first seven games or as postseason coach. Over the last decade that Tomlin says he has not gone to the grocery store, he has a 3-6 record in the playoffs. So I would say that correlates to him needing to go to the grocery store. That these things might not be related, but they could be. Then you've got the curious case of Ben Roethlisberger, who is, by all accounts, a lame duck, aging noodle-armed quarterback, dependent on yakety-yak, yards after catch. Without that, that noodle arm ain't going to get it done. You got a new-look offensive line. Some faces have changed. Some regular players that were somewhat household names. Not that we really know who offensive linemen are anyway, but the players we'd heard of are no longer there. Guys that don't have glowing reputations have taken over. And you have Najee Harris, the running back out of Alabama, who needs to be Derrick Henry 2.0, every down back, and really silly good. All right, draft a running back that high, you expect silly good production. But I look around, I'm like, the key parts of the roster, either they've gotten old or things have gotten stale. And that looks going into the season like a 9-8, 10-7 type team in a very competitive division with Baltimore and Cleveland. All right, final thought. So let's circle back now to Mike Tomlin. Skipping grocery shopping, which inspired this Maller monologue. I mentioned we had a minutes-long Maller show investigation. Now, again, I maintain skepticism. I would also like to point out that Mike Tomlin is a family man. He's got a wife and three kids. So you're telling me that he never gets the call when he's leaving the Steelers facility, going home after work, and says, hey, Mike, I need a carton of eggs. I need some milk for dinner. He never gets that call? They don't make that call? The family doesn't make that call? I find that hard to believe. And if you do the Maller math, and you got to open up the almanac on this, The NFL traditional calendar starts in mid-July with training camp, already underway. Regular season, September, check. Playoffs in January, Super Bowl, February. That's the traditional calendar. You play on Thanksgiving, you play on Christmas. But you don't play in February unless you're a really good team. You're likely done in December, late December, early January. Most teams are eliminated by then. And so you have the draft and other random offseason events, but the meat and potatoes of the NFL calendar, mid-July to, let's say February, fine. That's 6 months. During that period, Mike Tomlin, let's say he never goes to the market for 6 months a year, but that leaves 5 or 6 months in the offseason where you are away from the rat race of life, the hustle and bustle, and you can be a normal human being. And let's say that the family dynamic there, that the wife does all the shopping or they have a maid or something because he's rich, Tomlin, and somebody else does the shopping. You're telling me that Mike Tomlin doesn't go on vacation and get the munchies and want to have a snack attack? Come on. We've all done it, right? We've all been somewhere. Maybe you're on a road trip or you're visiting relatives somewhere far, far away in Never Never Land, and you get a little hungry. And you go to the grocery store to pick something up. Absolutely. When I travel somewhere, there's two things I do. I watch local TV news. I love watching local TV news in cities I don't live in. And I also always go to the local grocery store. I do. And I think Mike Tomlin does the same thing. And that's the final point I will make on this one. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about that? We can converse or anything about the Steelers. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You can join the Festivus. Now, we've heard of old man strength. At least I have. I hope I get that. Am I old? Do I have old man strength? I guess I'm getting old. What happened? But what about old man speed? Is that a thing? Old man speed. Talk about that. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. He makes sure that the show is running smoothly. And if something goes wrong, he's the man to fix it. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider underscore Rob 24.
The Tigers got a big one too, I think.
And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, we got Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. We don't typically do Sporto questions, but you can send a question and submit it on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you're not on Twitter, you can send a question for the podcast. We'll be rolling on that with a bona fide baseball legend. Some would say that this person, his name has become immortal as a baseball person. And that person will be on the podcast this weekend. I'm excited about that. I haven't talked to the person yet, but scheduled to join us on the fifth hour, which will drop on Friday. And we have the Sunday mailbag on that. But we have Ask Ben coming up on the radio. So if you want to get it on right now, a lot of people don't understand. They hear about 20% of what I say. Not you, but the other people. So under these circumstances, if you want your question on Ask Ben, hashtag Ask Ben on Twitter. Ben and friends, any of us on the show, Eddie, Roberto, Coop. We love group questions. Everyone gets involved. Ask Ben. And then if it's something else for the podcast, the fifth hour, you can go, you can email me, realfifthhour@gmail.com for that. And also available on the Facebook page, Ben Maller Show. So
your guy, Ron Popeil, can't be on the fifth hour anymore.
I saw that. Yeah.
What happened? What happened?
Curse of the Big Bambino.
Hey, come on. I mean, the man was in his. He passed away, Eddie. Ron Popeil. For those of you that listen to everything that I do,
forget it now.
One of my heroes, Ron Popeil, a famed infomercial person. I grew up, I always stayed up late even when I was a kid, and I loved infomercials. And one of my goals, when management said, hey, why don't you do a podcast? And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I can talk to anybody. I don't just have to talk to sports people on the podcast. I can talk to anybody. And I was like, I got to get Ron Popeil on. I've got to get Ron Popeil. And so I reached out to Ron Popeil on his Facebook page a couple years ago. And he was receptive. One of his PR people got back to me and was like, hey, the pitch man would be into it. Asked for the details. So I was in communication with the publicist for Ron Popeil. I mean, this guy is, he's known as the set it and forget it guy, but also one of the people who's credited with, but wait, there's more. And every trick, right, every trick the infomercial, which other companies, and people make fun of infomercials, but the skill set of infomercials, and Ron Popeil, one of the legends, operators are standing by, supplies are limited, act now before supplies run out. Those are staples of just salesmanship anywhere, but those things started on infomercials. Right? You always offer bonus or a freebie as incentives. You heighten tension by warning people that there's only a certain number of products available, and if they run out, that's it. And so you get people to – it's a call to action. But anyway, Ron, I was a big fan of Ron Popeil. I tried to get him on. I was playing email tag. He agreed to do it. He had a place in Malibu here in Southern California. He was going to do it. He had, obviously he's a very old man at that point in his 80s. And then he asked – after his publicist had booked the appearance, he then asked for a list of guests that we had on the podcast, the fifth hour. And then we had to say, well, we've had, at that time, I think the big names we had, it was early in the podcast, we had Tony Bruno, who's a big radio guy, and Lenny Dykstra, the former Met, had been on the podcast. And Ron was not impressed did not end up coming on the podcast. What we should have done is
nothing.
No, no. I mean, we should have just lied and said, "Well, what's that? What's that?" Yeah, he was laughing. How dare you?
You weren't supposed to repeat that.
I don't know what's on the air or not. I have no idea. All right. Anyway, so rest in peace. I will have a tribute at some point, maybe on the Saturday podcast to Ron Popeil. Who was, I think his family, and I've read a lot of books on infomercials because I'm a loser, but the O-Matic line, if you're a fan of infomercials, the Chop-O-Matic food processor, the Dial-O-Matic, the Vegematic, all those products. I believe that was Ron Popeil's family that came up with those products. But he's most known for the Set It and Forget It and the rotisserie chicken infomercial, which is one of the great, if you're into advertising, which, you know, we're in the advertising business here in radio, so we have to be into it because, as John Sterling told me, you got to sell the soap, and that's the most important part. Anyway, let's go to the phones. And who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go to Chemtrail Manual, who is next. Hello, Chemtrail Manual.
Hello, it's Ben. How you doing?
San Antonio.
Eddie, Roberto, and Koopa Loop. Hey. Way to go, Roberto. Anyway, I got three premonitions or predictions.
Ooh.
Number one.
Are we going now to the Chemtrail Magic 8 Ball?
That's right. We're going to it. I got a feeling that the reason why Simone Biles stopped wanting to perform or whatever like that is because it was reported that she has a new boyfriend. And I got a feeling that when she went to Tokyo, she didn't know it, but her menstrual didn't come in.
Oh,
and so she thinks she's pregnant.
Come on, man.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
What are you doing, Chemtrail? What is going on with you?
I'm serious. I think.
No,
think
that's not the answer. The answer is that Andrea in Berkeley pointed out it's something Neptune is messing with her star chart. There's an issue with Neptune. That's the answer, Ken.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the second prediction I have.
Can't imagine what your second one's going to be. All right, go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers, better watch out. Remember the movie The Natural, when the judge was betting against him and putting in people to not perform right or whatever, or throw the baseball, whatever. I got a feeling Aaron Rodgers by the sixth game. Or by six game he'll be out. He'll be hurt because they're gonna
one of the coaches will bring out the magic boy wonder bat and bludgeon him. Is that what you're predicting?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
That's a hot take.
And the third premonition I have is that tonight Charlie's gonna have diarrhea and he's gonna have to change out of his clothes. And he's going to wear a maid's outfit for the rest of the night.
I can hear Charlie's voice saying, boy, I bet you wish I had a maid's outfit on. He's saying that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I bet you too. Because he's a bum. Even though I appreciated that he put my name in it so that he could win up to ninth place into the talent show.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But
all
anyway,
right, Chemtrail, those are some amazing predictions. Thank you. And this is why they call me the ringmaster of a circus of hot air. It is moments like this. Moments, I'm just a bag of wind. And maestro of the morons. Maestro of the morons. But not everybody. Not everybody. We do have old man speed we have to get to. But let's check in. I mentioned her. And so I must check in with Andrea in Berkeley, who gave us the inside scoop on Simone Biles, that Neptune,
yes,
is what's causing the problem here. Hello,
yes.
Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
If I was any better, I would be an A, but not an Oakland A, because they might not be in Oakland anymore, so who knows?
Oh, well, you know what? I approve of the trade they made today. That was actually a very good idea because Jesus Luzardo, September 30th, 1997, he has Neptune, here we go, very, very challenging planet, confusion, low energy, opposing his Mercury. Remember that whole, you know, story about how he hurt his pinky playing a video game? There was something shady there, and he was in AAA. He never kind of got his groove back. So I know, you know, Mark.
Look at that, Andrea. Endorsing the giveaway of a guy who last year looked like a pretty good pitcher,
right.
Jesus Luzardo.
Right.
What have you done for me lately?
Well, like you said, Neptune, you made an excellent point yesterday. You know, the Olympics were last year. Neptune wouldn't be all that stuff with Simone Biles. and now it's wreaking havoc. So that said, they traded Jesus Luzardo. I know, you know, he's kind of the, you know, the apple of the franchise's eye, but timing's everything, and he was going to be stuck in this pattern for several years. And Marte, you know, might be a renter player, but, you know, let's try to win now. But Joey Gallo, the reason I'm calling, Ben, he has five planets in intense Scorpio.
What does that mean in layman's terms? What does that mean?
That means totally transformative effect on the Yankees.
Take that, Roberto. Right? Take that.
Oh, no.
Just in your face, Roberto.
Right.
Five planets. Five.
Losing team going to a winning team. Wow. You just said it earlier.
No. Five planets. What planets are they?
He's got the Sun, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, November 19, 1993.
That's big.
Yeah.
That is big.
And we know Scorpios have that transformative effect. They're very powerful, mysterious.
Eddie, you know how powerful the sun is. You stare at the sun, you go blind.
I know, but I don't think the sun's a planet, though.
Well, it's the most important planet of them all. When you look out to the cosmos, Eddie, you're seeing suns. Everywhere is a sun.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm an astrologer. Not like Andrea, but, you know.
Right. No, you know enough to be dangerous. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Lethal. Well, dangerous, but not lethal, I think. I don't know. Anyway.
Right.
That's good news for the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Met fan. I'm not a huge Yankee fan. Yeah. But, you know, I'll call him as I see him. And, you know, Gallo should have quite a transformative effect. He will have to shave off his beard. I saw that on Twitter.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. The Yankees are super, you know, conservative.
Mustache
in that way.
Only.
And what was that?
Mustache only.
Yeah, you can have like the old school, you know, some of the old Yankees back in the day. They were able to grow mustaches, but that was it. So.
Right. And, you know, Gallo, he hasn't even had a Saturn return. That's between 28 and 30. That's when career is at its peak. So, you know, this should be quite interesting to see.
We'll see what happens. But thank you for the information. And, again, that's a win for me, the star chart, according to Andrea. Virgo in service on Twitter.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. A five planets. Five, all lined up.
Four planets.
For Joey Gallo. I count the sun as a planet, I'll tell you why. Because eventually, you know, a billion years from now, that thing will burn out and it'll just be, you know, people can live there. I mean, nothing will be alive in the whole universe, but in our little world. But, you know, you could conceivably come in from another galaxy and live there.
That makes no sense.
No, because the sun, it'll lose its flame and then it'll just be, you know, ball of mass of stuff floating around. Was it going to explode? Is that what's going to happen? It's just going to explode? How do they know this, by the way? How does anyone know this? They're making stuff up.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Ben, in college football, we've seen players maybe skip out on bowl games so they can get ready for the NFL draft, or maybe even skip out on their entire senior season just to get ready for the NFL draft. According to a Yahoo Sports, a top high school quarterback prospect, Quinn Ewers, is considering skipping his senior year of high school to get ready for his college career at Ohio State, and to help him out with that, looking to make money with the new name and licensing rules in college.
Well, can you make money in high?
Well,
I guess in some states you can't make money. And in California,
I don't know.
You can make money in for your name and likeness. Are they spending a lot of money on high school players, though? Is that? I guess you get
I guess
in
if
earlier.
You're a big enough name, maybe.
Big enough name, so future star.
Yeah, we're seeing this now. Apparently, in high school, this guy might skip his senior year, and he's going to go to Ohio State. Apparently.
Well, I got to tell you, when my contract runs out, I think before my contract runs out, I might just save my vocal cords because I don't want to injure a vocal cord and affect my free agency.
Yeah.
Be a big problem there. I might get laryngitis, which is the only thing that can really derail a radio professional. But I have worked with laryngitis. I even worked one time when I burned my tongue. Remember when I ate my pizza too fast and I talked like Lou Holtz for an entire week because I burned my tongue because it's painful. Painful.
Got to let that pizza cool off a little bit, Ben.
Yeah, well, I was very hungry that day.
I understand.
I went for the pie.
You learned a valuable lesson.
I did. Life lessons, the hard way. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on and on and on. And let's get to it right now. Here we go. You know what time it is right there. Hit that button. Yep, that's the one.
It's now time for.
Well, hurry. I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And we are about to walk into the Lion's Den. Unfiltered questions from the beasts of the Maller Militia. And they are ready. To ask away, you can ask me, Ben, and friends. It's Ask Ben, a staple of overnight radio as the Maller Militia conspire to ask brain-twisting questions. And now, a little appetizer. We'll get a couple questions in. Let's go over to the Coop-a-Loop. We'll pay a visit with Coop. The reading of the questions. Very exciting.
Vols fan Jimmy wants to know from everyone, when you have a flat tire, do you change it yourself or call AAA?
Yeah, you know, so I have attempted to change. I've gotten a lot of flat tires over the years, but I got read the riot act by my dearly departed mom because I was in San Diego on the 8th in San Diego there, and I I got a flat tire, and I decided, well, you know, my dad taught me how to change the flat tire, so I'm going to change it. And my mom freaked out because it was like right on the side of the road, and she found out about it. So she said, never again. That's why we have AAA. So since that point, I have never done it again. What about you, Eddie?
Yeah, back in the olden days, I used to change my own flat tire. But yeah, once I got married, my wife had a AAA membership. And so I was like, well, we're paying for this. Why the hell not use it? So I've used it many times, yes.
All right, Roberto, you're a man's man.
Yeah, I tried changing the tire once. I don't like the equipment that I had in the car, so I just called AAA. I have AAA also, so
yeah,
much easier just to call them. They're paying for it anyways.
Now, Koopa Loop, though, he's out there getting greasy underneath the car.
All right, so believe it or not, I have changed my tire twice. This is when it's been flat and it's at home. If I ever had like a blowout or a flat tire like on the side of the road, I would definitely call AAA. But yeah, I've changed it like in my garage before a couple times.
I got a compressor, so I fill up the tire, then I'll go to the local tire shop and they fix the tire for me.
Yeah,
I'm lazy.
That's a good thing. Those air compressors aren't that expensive, and they're great. Like if you've got you need to fill up footballs, basketballs, tires on a bike or a car. It's a pretty cool thing to have.
It is. My dad recently showed me, and I got one, so.
Yeah. No, and they're not that expensive.
No, they're not.
Yeah. I got one. It's in a box somewhere right now. I don't know what the hell it is, but I have it somewhere. All right. What's next here as we are in the pantheon of Ask Ben?
This question is for Roberto.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is from Dripheart.
Whoa. Dripheart. You've heard of Braveheart. I'll jump over that and give you a Dripheart.
Says for Roberto, are people allowed to curse in Spanish on the radio?
Of course not. No, they're not.
Right. What about on this format? Can we curse?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But in Spanish radio, no, you're not allowed either.
But do people really call you on it?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but. Like, we can do it on this channel in Spanish?
I believe so.
Try it right now. Go ahead. I've used Yiddish curse words. I've used those before. Because nobody knows them. Like, you got to go really deep.
It's true.
Tell us one.
Yeah. Stoop.
That's a curse word?
Yeah. It's the F word in Yiddish. That's what it is. So instead of saying I can't say the F word, so I'll just say stooping.
Well, but see.
What? That's Yiddish for screwing around.
Yeah, but that's not really the curse word. Like, you don't go, like, if you stub your toe, you don't go, stoop!
Well, if you're Yiddish, you do.
I don't know if it's used like that, is it? I don't know.
My grandfather's been gone for a long time. I can't ask him, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway, all right, why don't we pause for the cause here? We'll have a long segment. All you nincompoops, there's another Yiddish word. You mashugunas. We will have Ask Ben for the rest of the hour, as the late, great Larry King used to say. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Los Angeles, hello.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right back to where we go. It is Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers as we climb up a broken ladder. The rest of the hour. And back to Koopa Loop for the reading of the questions as we all tag along.
So this next question is from James the Machinist.
Hi, James.
He wants to know, what was your favorite school field trip?
Oh, that's great. I grew up in Orange County, so we went to the missions, like Mission San Juan Capistrano. Yeah, I remember that. And they always made a big deal. I mention this a lot well, not a lot. Occasionally I'll mention the Swallows return to Capistrano, but it's really mocking my elementary school because they took us to see the Swallows return to Capistrano, and there were like two birds, and that was it. And it was like, I imagined there'd be like a flock of birds coming back to Mission Capistrano, and it didn't happen. I remember that one. Science Museum was pretty cool. Went to an Olympic thing that was neat. Those were a couple that stand out. What about you, Eddie? Anything stand out for you? School field trips?
There was a thing called SciCon we went to. It was like a science conservation camp or something like that.
Yeah.
We went for like a week, though. I guess that was more camp than actually a field trip. So let's see. We did come down. I grew up in Central California. We came down to the Getty. Went to the Getty. I was okay.
Oh, the Getty. A little artsy fartsy for you.
Yeah.
I don't remember
much about it, though, but it was nice to get out of school. So
yeah. I don't remember a lot about the field trips either. I just remember being on the old school buses, the diesel school bus, which they still have. And then I remember having to get my parents to sign the release so I could go on the field trip. I remember that. And like a few vague memories. What about you, Roberto? Anything?
Yeah, as a kid, I remember those things. Just get on the school bus, your mom packing your lunch for the field trip or whatever.
Yeah, and it was really cool, right? Because you didn't have to do school, like normal school.
Yeah,
so it was
exactly.
like the coolest thing.
Cool
you got to get
thing.
Out of school.
Yeah. But I remember as a senior in high school, I was in Catholic school, so we had like world religions my senior year, and that was awesome. We went to a Buddhist temple, and it was pretty bad. Pretty amazing. It was pretty cool.
Badass, huh?
Yeah, badass, yeah.
Buddhist temple. All right, that's cool. What about you, Coop?
I've been thinking about this since I read that question, and I feel like there's got to be a better answer than what I have, but the like field trip that stands out in my mind was to the, the Children's Science Museum.
A lot of
cool different things. They had like a zip line in the building, and they also had the IMAX theater there. That's like one of the first times I ever saw like an actual IMAX movie. I think it was like the Tortoises of the Galapagos or something like that. And it was pretty cool.
That's cool. All right, keep it going here. The floodgates have been open. It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. If you like this, we do it every week about this time. If you don't like it, we only do it once a week. But we do it on the podcast as well, a spinoff version. You can send your questions in over on the Facebook page. Ben Maller Show over there. But what's next, Koopaloop?
This one is from Manic Mike. He wants to know, peanut butter and jelly on the same slice of bread or separate when making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, listen, the proper way to make PB&J is one side peanut butter, one side jelly, and you slam them together, and that fusion, the fusion of them being slammed together is the perfect way to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What about you, Eddie?
I feel like I had an argument with, I think it was Brian No, maybe, about this.
And the No Show?
I think it was him. I can't remember, but I remember there was an argument about this, and I actually...
I'm recalling this. I think I remember
and
what
we
you're
had
about.
Somebody, we made like PB&J in the studio. And then
That's right!
And I made mine with like peanut butter and then the jelly on top of it, and I got ridiculed.
That's right, because you're... Yeah. That's right! You're that psychopath.
Come on, Eddie.
Eddie.
Gotta be separate, Eddie.
Eddie.
It makes no sense. It's going to be squished together anyway. Who does it matter if it's on the same
come on,
side?
Eddie. No, Eddie.
Eddie.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It's a scientific fact.
No, it isn't.
It's cooking science.
From the guy who thinks the sun's a planet.
I'm saying you could live there at some point when it blows up.
You can't live here anymore.
But that'll really ruin solar when the sun blows up. What about you?
Yeah, it's going to be separate.
A lot of things.
Koopaloop.
Not only does it have to be separate, like I make sure that the knife is spotless in between.
Yes! 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 Bravo! Yes, you wipe the knife off not to interfere with the peanut butter jelly combination.
It's all going
to
be combined anyway.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to have like gross little pieces of jelly inside your jar of peanut butter?
No, you just lick it off.
Wow.
That's like my wife that combines like ketchup and ranch dressing. Sandwich. It's disgusting.
Oh, ketchup and ranch dressing is delicious.
It's terrible. It's disgusting. And I think we're out of time. Yeah. But that will
put some bacon on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Quickly!
No, I don't have time.
Oh, come on! You quit!
This needs to be a longer segment.
Yeah.
I did a segment and a half.
Two segments.
Butcher the clock, always.
I didn't push. I gave it a full long segment.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.